Hi there, welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Well, last episode I told you about some of the craziness going on in my RV park, and I was recording that in the middle of the night. It is now 4:20 in the morning, right after I recorded the other one, and apparently I'm not supposed to sleep yet, because this just keeps running through my mind, and I feel like I need to explain how the energy of places can shift and how important it is to, you know, to pay attention to the energy of places and spaces, because this sweet little nostalgic little quirky RV park that I'm in, you know, I've been here, like I said last episode, for I guess 6 years in May, so you know we're right up at 6 years. And man, the difference now in when I got here is fascinating. Originally, when I first moved in, you could feel the community, you could feel the connectedness of all the people. There were a ton of really interesting, like, old hippies and philosophers and just people that would, you know, be sitting out on their porch like neighborhoods used to be. And, you know, I'd walk by with the dog. Or actually, I had both dogs when I first moved here. You'd walk by, you know, with the dogs, and no matter where you went, there was somebody that you'd want to sit down with and have a chat with, and just, you know, just really interesting, quirky, charming people that made a real point to talk to each other. And not everybody, because there's a few really odd recluses and cranky people, and, you know, like any neighborhood, that you just stay away from in here. One guy up front especially is really, really cranky, you know. But just a lot of awesome people, and there's a woman, she still lives here in the park, and she made a Facebook page for the group, you know, called it Pecan Grove Family, because it felt real familial for the longest time, and she was real intentional about, you know, celebrating people's birthdays and getting us all together as a community for different holidays, and it was a lot of fun, and everybody, even if we had differences, like we worked them out. And the first manager when I was here, he was the manager for, I don't know, like 30 years. He was an older guy, and he could be really cranky. He had a real get off my lawn kind of tendency at times, but he really cared about the place, and he was, you know, a really good guy underneath, and he just took care of everything here. So there was just a real sense of connectedness, and, you know, we would all, like during Austin City Limits Festival, which is so much fun, we would sit up front, because we're literally next door to Zilker Park, where that festival goes on. And so during the couple of weekends that the festival would go, we would all sit up front at night, you know, and we'd cook out, and we'd bring stuff to share, we'd have cocktails, and just people watch as people watched, you know, back and forth coming and going to the festival, and tell stories, and just, you know, just hang out as a community. And those kind of conversations would happen, you know, fairly often. You'd just see people start to drag chairs up front, and everybody sit down together and just hang. We just always did stuff kind of as a community, and it was just a lot of fun, and you just felt like you belonged. And people would, you know, if you'd smell somebody cooking something on a grill, all you'd have to do is just grab your version of what you wanted to cook and go say hi, and they'd make room on the grill, you'd cook your stuff, and you'd sit down and eat together. I mean, that's why you live an RV mobile lifestyle, is because things are kind of old school, like they used to be in, you know, in neighborhoods when I was growing up. That's kind of how they still are, and I miss that connectedness with people. So that's a big part of why I like this lifestyle. But, you know, like anything, like any neighborhood or any home or any relationship, like, the energy starts to change and the situation starts to change and new people come in, like that manager retired, and boy, he was always in motion, that old guy. He was early 80s, and I mean, he was mowing and edging and sorting stuff out and taking care of things and helping people park, just constant motion. So, you know, on one hand, I knew I was going to miss him when he retired, but God, I knew he had to be tired because he just was always working, you know, so hard. But he had pride in this place, and you could really feel it. And the last several managers here, excuse me, have not had that kind of pride, and it's just been one toxic replacement of management after another, and that alone has really started degrading this beautiful, magical place and the energy of it. Like, with each new management team, new bad choices and policies are cropping up, and you know, the people they let in are getting more questionable, and they feel energetically like that management team. So the first management team after, you know, after that older guy that retired, it started getting interesting, and some of the old timers started leaving, and people started feeling not as welcome, and you know, just, you could feel things starting to crumble a little bit. And then they didn't last all that long, which, you know, is good because karma takes care of things. But then this next couple that came in, they turned out to be like grifters and convicts and really nifty, and the way they let a lot of cool people in, and then they started doing some stuff that really tore up the park and did some damage to it, which is such a shame, you know. And now we've got our newest manager who's really letting in kindred spirits, and it's just not the same. It is not the same. There's a "we got a party" kind of mentality, which is so different than "let's all sit down together and have a campfire and play some music and tell stories and have Christmas parties and, you know, enjoy each other." It's a, I don't know, it's just the exact opposite of that now, which, so that's, you know, that's been really hard to watch and feel and see the park kind of deteriorate as a result of that. So you wouldn't know the difference if you hadn't been here the whole time. You know, I'm just seeing the 6-year version of it. Like, one of my really good friends here in the park, she's been here for close to 20 years. So I just can't imagine the, I don't know, is devolution a word? If evolution is, I guess devolving, devolution is too. But just, you know, just to see the, just how, you know, Austin itself is changing, but this little microcosm within Austin just is losing its charm and losing what made it so special, because people don't sit out and talk with neighbors too much here. It's a little sketchier these days what folks are up to. So I am, you know, I definitely am excited about looking at what's next and what's coming, because I want to be drawn to the next place that feels inclusive and warm and communal, and, you know, you feel a part of it, because that's where everybody wants to live and how they want to live. So I do know it's coming. I just don't know where that is. So I think it might, part of me, you know, wants to go find some land somewhere that somebody's got and park on it, but I don't want to be away from people. But I would love a, you know, a peaceful environment too. So I do not know what it's going to be, but I need to turn on my manifestation hat and my alchemy hat and start working with the energy and start drawing to me what I need next, you know, what the next best step for me would be. So I always forget that part of the equation, you know, that I can make these things happen. I can alchemize these things. I can manifest them. I've always been so reactionary in trying to, you know, deal with what I don't want that I forget to look forward and create what I do want. So there's another big lesson in this whole thing. Excuse me. Turn towards the alchemy. Turn towards the magic. Turn towards creation. And, you know, manifest what I do want instead. So, I'm glad I came back on. It's 4:30 now. I've got to go back to sleep. I've got a really crazy big day. But I just felt the urge to get on here and talk about my sweet little pecan grove. And oh yeah, you know, and even, you know, even a lot of the trees in here have been getting diseased and dying as the energy's changed. It's really weird. But that is how all this works. So feel into your environment. See if you can feel what the energy of your home is trying to tell you, what the energy of your neighborhood is trying to tell you, you know, your office, just your general environment. See if you can, you know, feel if it's lighting you up and lifting you up and expanding you, or if you feel contracted in it. Like, really feel into it. It's a contrast is great, you know, when things are heavy and dark and weird, that's contrast, but it shows you, you know, it's a gift. It shows you what you don't want, so you can learn to feel more into what you do. And when you find what you do want, you know, it lights you up like Christmas, and you're like, okie doke, that's where I'm headed. So look for the expansive energy, you guys, and cultivate more of it. That's what I'm going to try to do. Anyway, thanks for listening. I will talk to you guys next time. Take care.